दोस्तों, न्यू साउथ वेल्स की संसद में एक प्रस्ताव लाया गया है जिसमें भारत के सिटीजनशिप अमेंडमेंट एक्ट यानी नागरिकता संशोधन कानून पर बात की गई है और ऑस्ट्रेलिया से ये आग्रह किया गया है कि भारत से किसी भी तरह का व्यापारिक या अन्य समझौता करते हुए उसमें मानवाधिकारों का भी जिक्र किया जाए। ये प्रस्ताव लेकर आए डेविड शुब्रिज, जो ग्रीन्स पार्टी के सांसद हैं, उनसे हमने बात की और जानना चाहा कि इस प्रस्ताव को लाने के पीछे मकसद क्या है और वो क्या हासिल करना चाह रहे हैं। मेरे साथ हैं डेविड शुब्रिज। सो डेविड, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर जॉइनिंग अस ऑन SBS हिंदी।
दैट्स माय प्लेजर विवेक।
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, व्हाट वाज योर मोशन एट NSW पार्लियामेंट?
वेल, दिस इज अ मोशन आई ब्रॉट इन द लास्ट सिटिंग वीक, and it responds to repeated representations I've had from within the Indian community in Australia, really calling for Australia to have, as part of its broader engagement with India, to ensure that there is a human rights framework behind that. And then in particular, to ensure that, you know, the Australian government does critically review the Citizenship Amendment Act of 2019, that has, you know, raised very, very real concerns about there being active discrimination on the basis of religion within India. And, you know, this motion was responding to those concerns that have come to me from within the community.
And what response did you get from your other colleagues at the parliament?
Well, so far I haven't brought it on to a vote. We have a very, very crowded parliamentary agenda, partly as a result of COVID-19 and limited sittings. But there has been some discussion about it with, you know, in the corridors, if I could describe it in that way. You know, I think there's broad recognition about the need to respect human rights. But of course, you know, not every politician believes that human rights should be part of our ongoing trade dialogue or should be at the forefront of our relations with India. I'm a Greens MP. I have a fundamental commitment to ensuring that there is a human rights dialogue by the Australian government when we engage with all of our major trading players.
Why do you think, David, there is no such clause whenever it comes to India? And since Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Prime Minister Scott Morrison are very good friends, why this is not an issue for the government of Australia?
Well, I find it very disappointing that human rights aren't on the agenda in these meetings between, you know, our respective prime ministers. I think part of it is they both come from the right of politics. And they both tend to see trade and human rights as entirely separate and separable. But I also think part of it is that these are awkward conversations to have. I mean, these are hard conversations to have between two governments, both of which have proud democratic traditions. These are hard conversations to have, to say, well, look, you know, we believe there are human rights issues. We believe there are concerns about discrimination. And we think that they should be part of our ongoing dialogue.
Mm-hmm. However, many from the Indian community in Australia does not subscribe to the views Greens have on this issue. They believe that CAA was entirely right, entirely legal, and entirely in Indian government's democratic rights to implement such things. So, and for this reason, Greens have earlier too faced some flak from Indian community in Australia. What would you say to them?
People are well within their rights to criticise anything that elected politicians do within Australia. And I think that's part of our system, that we're open to criticism, we're open to ongoing dialogue. But it's, you know, it'd be wrong to say these concerns have been limited to Greens politicians. The Office of the United Nations High Commission for Human Rights has openly criticised the Act and called it, and I think the quote was, fundamentally discriminatory in nature. And the legislation itself expressly excludes that citizenship path for Muslim Indians if they come from Bangladesh, Afghanistan, or Pakistan. And, you know, when you have legislation that actively excludes, and it's the first time we've seen that legislation in India's proud democratic history, when you see that legislation actively discriminating against Muslim members in the community, well, of course these concerns are going to be raised, and I think they're valid.
What are your expectations when the resolution is brought to vote in the parliament?
Well, one of the reasons we put it on the agenda, and we was to start this conversation happening more broadly. I think there are concerns. I'm not suggesting it's universal. Every part of our community has, you know, quite complex political positions. But there are concerns in the Indian community about what many would describe as a rightward lurch in Indian politics. The Modi administration has had a number of policies that have very real human rights impacts. The aggressive military occupation of Kashmir is now more than 12 months old, and you know, has raised global concerns about human rights issues in Kashmir. The Citizenship Amendment Act passed at the end of last year, and again has raised global concerns. We've seen communal violence and within India as a result of that. I mean, these are real issues. I believe they should be discussed, and particularly now we are actively seeking to have a broader and deeper relationship with India. Well, that needs to be honest, and it needs to reflect these complexities.
Well, thank you so much for sparing time and sharing your views with us.
My pleasure, Vivek. Good speaking.